Are they both on the text?
Yeah, they're both on the text.
All right.
Try to bundle my towns together.
Record 143. All members of the board who were here prior to the 5-minute break are still here. And we have two cases remaining, starting with case number 1122-092.
Not a good public speaker.
Luckily, there's not a lot of people.
Yeah, right, that's what I was sweating for the whole time.
The whole week, but everybody was here. It's like,
all right. Good afternoon, gentlemen. Sir, can you please identify yourself for the record, spelling your last name and indicating the department you're representing today?
Training Officer Matthew De Silva, DASILVA, and Chief Colin McAllister, Naugatuck Police Department.
Thank you. Officer, would you like to make a brief opening statement?
Yes. The appellant's application was denied based on suitability. Around the time of 2015, although no convictions, we had several arrests, several contacts. I have sworn statements from the officers that were involved at that time, so I will show to the board kind of what we had at that point and what the officers had based on their recollection.
I know they're in the package, but that is hearsay. Because he doesn't have an opportunity to cross-examine the affidavits, so.
It'll be real short then.
Okay,
well,
all right.
Well, you could have had the officers here, they couldn't get them to come or?
I'd like to say I tried, and decisions above me, Chief.
Very well.
I'm just stuck executing, not making decisions.
Okay. Sir, you may make a brief opening statement.
Thank you for looking at my application today. What happened in 2014 and 15 does not reflect the person and the man I am today. I want to thank the Naugatuck Police Department for arresting me because it saved my life, honestly. I have family members who are police officers in the Waterbury Police Department. I respect the badge very, very much. And yeah. I'll go from there.
Okay, officer, to the extent you can proceed, you may proceed.
Statements are hearsay.
All right, well, we can approach it this way. That's what's in our package here?
Correct.
All right, sir,
my discussion.
Did you see this?
He was also the one who issued the letter, right? And we can talk about the records on which this is him, right? So he can talk about what he based this record, his letter on.
Absolutely. You can talk about what you based your letter on. Do you have a problem with us considering this?
No.
You can if you'd like.
No, I mean, it was a bad time in my life. Okay. It was. I made mistakes. It's.
And the other option was the issue with authorities to call the appellant as a witness.
Right, right.
And talk to him.
So opening my discussion with the arresting officers, we had an incident where the appellant had stolen his father's car. It was the father who told us he had a problem with drugs, probably did it for a drug ride, was arrested. Officer Kios, who I had my discussion with, said he observed track marks on the arms. So we had several theft complaints throughout from his family that came in that he was using drugs, stealing video games, stealing different things, and pawning it for money. That was back in 2015, and like I said, don't have a lot of details. There's no convictions.
My family kind of went.
All right.
Oh, okay, sorry.
One thing at a time. First, do you have any questions of the officer?
What?
Does the board have any questions?
It's not that I have a question. I just want to make sure that I'm on the same page. Since that 2015 incident, this gentleman has resided in
Naugatuck.
We haven't had any other
no
issues with him or?
Correct, zero contact.
Any
okay.
other questions?
How old was he in 2015?
Born in 88.
Can you throw us a bone?
24, 25? Yeah, because I'm going to be 8 years clean, so.
27.
Honestly, I won't drag this out.
And how old are you now?
34.
that's...
Question?
When you say you won't drag that out, do you mean you're okay with it now, or...
Wasn't my decision at the time.
What do you think?
I think you should get it. It was previous chief, he's gone. Nobody wanted to change that decision, so, I mean, he's been 8 years. He hasn't even been pulled over in 8 years in Naugatuck.
I got my fourth
baby
on the way, too.
Wow. Yeah, if you're from town, you know how we let this
by. I got my boy finally
now
coming.
Now it's done. Now you're done.
I'm done. I'm going to get tied up.
Yeah. You make our case, our decision easier.
Yeah, so I was just waiting for you guys to...
Do you guys want to ask any questions of the appellant?
Well, are we looking for a motion, or I just like to make sure that... I'm happy to hear that you're 8 years sober and everything's going great in your life. Are you continuing to talk to people about, or how are you managing your sobriety? And I just want to make sure that it's being managed, because it seems like we're going to be...
I go to little town meetings for the church and like that, but it never really kept me clean. What kept me clean was they took my kids from my custody, and it was a real kick in my ass, you know what I mean? And I had to get clean, you know what I mean, to get my kids back in my custody. And I didn't take no ifs, ands, or buts. I whipped myself in the ass. I had a really, really good support system. My cousins, he lived behind my parents at the time I was living there, who I stole from, who was the Waterbury cop. He's the one that got me arrested. And thank God, because I probably would be dead today. And...
I'm good.
What were you doing?
Heroin.
We would have been doing that to steal from a Waterbury cop.
Yeah. I said...
Well, I agree right now.
I burnt a lot of bridges, man, and I built them up.
You did the same thing now with fentanyl out there.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Did you do any of the... what do you call it?
What's the drug you take when you're...
Narcan.
No.
Like
Suboxone. Suboxone. Methadone. Yeah, I was on the methadone maintenance.
You did that? Yep. Do you still do that?
No.
Okay. And that's hard to come off of.
Yeah. Other questions?
Really?
Sir, is there anything else you'd like us to know?
Still going. Okay.
Thank you for having me today. I've been waiting 2 years.
Mm-hmm. All right. Oh, wait a second. We're not done yet.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
I mean, we just can't get up and vote. We've got to either vote or have a motion.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Is there a motion, or do we want to vote?
They just keep on voting. We're already there.
Yeah, we're there. Would you like to make a closing statement?
No, thank you.
Officer, would you like to make a closing statement?
Nope.
Comments by the board?
I guess the only comment I have is commend the appellant for his honesty and willingness to let records in. Heroin addiction is serious,
and
people relapse. Regardless of the issuing authority here saying yes, they think you should have a permit. It carries a lot of weight with it.
Yes.
Because he knows you and your history better than anyone here. But it is very serious.
Yes.
And in the scheme of things, it hasn't been a really long time. We've certainly seen relapses after this period.
Mm-hmm.
So, congratulations.
Thank you.
We'll see how the vote goes.
Okay.
But you still have work to do.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Every day. One day at a time.
Other comments? All right. Chief Rosenzweig. Jumped out of my chair. Colonel Lewis.
At the issuing authority's request.
Appellant.
Attorney Iaconis.
Appellant.
Dr. Conrad.
For the appellant.
Issuing authority votes appellant. Thank you.
You're the chair.
You're the chair.
What did I say?
You said issuing authority.
Jesus.
Well, the issuing authority did vote.
It's 2:00. We're getting slapped out of here.
Would you like me to sit down and come back up, or stay here?
Nice to stay there.
Good luck.
We'll get all set.
You are all set.